of all things. Friends share. It is well for us to be reminded that we are friends to ourselves when we keep our lives unspotted from the sins of the world and leave ourselves better tomorrow than we are today. It is a worthy daily goal to be a true friend to oneself. Our responsibility to the widow and the fatherless is to accept them as we find them, but to not leave them without improvement. Ours is to lift the heavy heart, say the encouraging word, and assist in supplying the daily needs. Aren't we something less than a friend if we have the gospel of Jesus Christ and are unwilling to share it by word and example with a family, a member, neighbor, or a stranger? Aren't we something less than a friend if we have a testimony of the gospel of Jesus Christ and are unwilling to share it? Elder Marvin J. Ashton, Ensign, January 1973, page 41. Leadership tip. With school underway, try to be an example of a believer in Christ. Your friends and others are surely watching you. You could do no better than to follow Christ, the perfect example and the greatest leader of all. Good idea. Preparing for important events usually increases our appreciation of them. With General Conference approaching, it would be a good idea to ponder the problems that worry you most. And what would help you solve those problems? Pray about those things you want to understand better, and listen carefully to the conference talks for answers to your prayers. Patriotic persistence. Many students in the United States recite the Pledge of Allegiance out of habit, but Daniel Harmer took it seriously when his school in Idaho did not recite the pledge or observe a moment of silence. His previous school in Texas had done this every day. He wrote a letter to his student council, a local newspaper, and his principal. He suggested the pledge and a moment of quiet reflection every morning could create an atmosphere in which students would respect each other and their country more. Daniel's high school has put his suggestion into practice, and his efforts were even recognized by Idaho's governor. Bear hug. 13-year-old Tyler Neal remembers seeing police officers in the United States giving teddy bears and toys to abandoned children. But most of all, he remembered the joy and comfort the toys brought to those children. Now a lone scout in South Africa, Tyler decided to bring joy to some of the many abandoned and sick children in his area. He organized volunteers from his ward to help, and he was able to give 66 teddy bears to the children at the Cotlands Baby Sanctuary. It made me feel good. The kids were having lots of fun with them, hugging them, tying ribbons around their heads, and climbing all over me. Seminary stamina. If you think 4 years of seminary takes devotion, try 9. Jennifer Newton of the New Munster, Germany stake was devoted to the small early morning seminary class her father taught, and along with an older brother, she attended it for 9 whole years. In Germany, seminary students study at home and then meet at church once a week. After starting early, Jennifer has graduated from seminary and now travels to Hamburg every Wednesday night to attend an institute class with her brother and sister. Call for entries. Stand for something. As Latter-day Saints, our standards tend to differ from those of the world. The new era wants to hear about the blessings you've had from keeping the standards of the church. Send us your true story about experiences with dating, morality, media choices, repentance, or any other issues related to the standards that Latter-day Saints youth should have. You can refer to For the Strength of Youth pamphlet for more ideas on what you could write about. Send your stories to The New Era at 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150, or email us at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Please submit your articles by November 1st, 2000. Tying in history. The youth of the Sugar Land, Texas, 1st and 2nd Wards got truly involved in church history in their seminary junior class. Between scripture mastery and lessons, the class members produced their own church history videos and created and tied a church history quilt. End of the section of all things. My Dad the Dictator.